بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected brothers, we find that generally in the commercial world, because we are most of us engaged in commercial pursuit, involved in business, to a very large extent we don't have to be reminded when the seasons are coming. For example, you don't have to remind any businessman that December is coming and that he has to stock up on his goods beforehand. Or likewise, any period wherein there is an expectation of an increase in trade, etc., no businessman has to be reminded about it long in advance. He is aware and conscious of it. In the same way, we find that when it comes to the aspects and matters of deen, there are certain, if you want to use the word for our understanding, seasons which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, wherein the value and the reward for good deeds is exemplified and multiplied also. One of the more famous examples of this is the blessed and beloved month of Ramadan. And we find that to some extent there is consciousness with regards to the month of Ramadan. But in no way can we compare our expectations, our anticipation for the so-called seasons of deen as much as we have expectation and anticipation when it comes to the aspects of dunya. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That when it comes to the aspects of dunya, then even the minor intricacies of it, they know. But when it comes to aspects of deen and akhirat, hum ghafilun, they are negligent, and generally there is a sense of ghaflat. In fact, to a very large extent, when it comes to our matters of deen, many of us have gone into a mode wherein it is just rituals. We are just going through the motions. The reality, the jazbah, the zeal, the anticipation that is supposed to be there, unfortunately, is not there. Like I said, one season is the month of Ramadan, and another season is what has begun, this period which we are passing through now. Last night was the sighting of the Hilal of Zulhijjah. We find that if you look at the blessed and the Mubarak days, there are very few of them that enjoy this distinction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam on them. The day of Jumu'ah is blessed and honored, but Allah doesn't take qasam on the day of Jumu'ah. Likewise the days of Eid, likewise the month of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr also. Allah ta'ala in the Quran mentions to us the fadilat, the distinction of Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzallahu fi Laylatul Qadr wa ma adraka ma Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah says, verily we reveal this Quran on the night of Qadr, and what will make you come to know what is the night of Qadr? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah says that the night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months, but Allah does not take qasam on Laylatul Qadr. Whereas these days, what we call Ashru Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرٍ هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. وَالْفَجْرِ, by the oath of the daybreak, the dawn. Mufassireen, majority of them of the opinion, which dawn? The dawn of the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, وَالْفَجْرِ. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, by the oath of the 10 nights. The nights here referred to are the nights of the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. وَالشَّفْعِ, this refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah. وَالْوَتْر, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَر, this night which Allah takes qasab on, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسَر, ulama ikram explained, this is the night between the 9th and the 10th of Zulhijjah, or more famously known to the Hujjaj as the night of Muzdalifah. So we can see this is such a great period of the Islamic calendar, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this place in the Quran takes 5 qasams on this period. So it is not something that we should take lightly. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days. Yani ayyam al-ashr, that is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Anas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, bikulli yawm alf yawm. He used to say, each of these 10 days is equivalent to 1,000 days. Wa yawmu arafa asharatu alaf ayyam. And he would say the 9th, in other words, the day of Arafah, is equivalent to 10,000 days. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma min ayyamin a'zamu inda Allah wa la ahabba ila Allah al-amalu fihinna min ayyamil ashr. He said, there are no days a'zam, more glorified, more sanctified in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nor are there any days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than min ayyam al-ashr, than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So what must you do? These days are beloved. What is the amal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorts his ummah to do? فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. He said, so in these days increase the zikr of Allah. Increase subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So we should increase our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Likewise, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْ يُتَعَبَّدَ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. He said, there are no days in which ibadat is more beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And how great, how honored, how auspicious these days are. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, يَعْدِلُ الصِّيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِصِيَامِ سَنَةٍ وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. 2 actions are mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These days are sanctified. These days are honored. Why they are honored and elevated like this, amongst the hikmats and wisdoms ulama ikram mentioned, inshallah we'll deal with that a little later. But in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, increase the zikr of Allah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So normally if you are making tasbihat, example, 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, during these days make it 200 times or 300 times. Or carry the tasbih with us, keep our tongues busy in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise in this hadith, 2 actions are mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعْدِلُ الصِّيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِّنْهَا بِصِيَامِ سَنَةٍ. In other words, he exhorted his ummah to fast during these 10 days. Obviously not the 10th of Zulhijjah. The 10th of Zulhijjah, that is the day of Eid, to fast on that day is prohibited. But the first 9 days of Zulhijjah, the amal that is encouraged here by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sawm Nafil fast during the first 9 days of Zulhijjah. And what will be the reward? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fast of each of these days is equivalent to fasting for 1 year. That is, each day that you will fast, it is equivalent to fasting for 1 year. وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And the second amal, which is mentioned in this hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us, is tahajjud salah, قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, to get up at night and cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get up during these nights. وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ. Allah took qasam on these nights. Allah took qasam and oath on these nights. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to these days and nights and said that Allah loves the a'mal, the deeds that are done during these nights. So on the one hand, if we are in the habit, Allah forgive us, Allah make it easy for us, if we are in the habit of major sins, whether it is that shaitan box, whether it is frequenting places of vice and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience, my respected brothers, even if we don't increase our amal during these days, even if we don't increase our amal during these 10 days, we just fulfill the faraiz. There is no guna in not increasing our amal. But to carry on with open haram during these days, this is an indication of great ingratitude to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not, for no reason, tell his ummah of the value of these days. That Allah's mercy is increased. The doors of Allah's acceptance, forgiveness is open. Allah loves your amal during these days. So this much consciousness we should have. This much consciousness we should have, that at least the major sins which we are engaged in, make that extra effort during these 10 days to abstain from that. Be very careful about engaging in ghibat, in backbiting, in slander. Be very, very careful how we talk during these days. Be conscious of the value of these days. Make that extra effort to stay away from haram and from Allah's disobedience during these days. Make that extra effort to be pabund on our salah. Make that extra effort on the farais, at least the farais, our 5 times salah, etc. Let us be pabund about it. Let us try and come in the masjid, make all our salah in the masjid on time, etc. with takbir-e-ula. And my respected brothers, coming back to the amal that is mentioned in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qiyamul Layl, get up for tahajjud salah. If you're not waking up every day, at least make that special effort during these 10 nights to get up for tahajjud salah. And what is the reward? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya'dilu qiyamu kulli laylatin minha biqiyami laylatil qadr. He said that tahajjud salah, the qiyamul layl of these 10 nights is equivalent to standing on the night of qadr, on laylatul qadr in ibadat. Laylatul qadr, we have to search for it. We don't know which night it is. We have to make that extra effort in the month of Ramadan. Here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, stand up on these nights and inshallah, Allah will give you the reward as if you stood on the night of Laylatul Qadr in Allah's ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.